Like, how are you doing? Welcome to our 123rd weekly open mic here in Cafe Del Mundo. Give us a big round of applause. Big round of applause, please. Yes, thank you. Thank you. I can already see that there's some serious talent on here tonight, anyway, as I run my eye along the audience. Yep, good night. It's going to be a good night. So I'm going to start off, anyway. My name's Tina. I was standing by my window on a dark and cloudy day when I saw that hearse come rolling to take my mother away. Well, I told
but
There you go, that was James and Caroline. Thank yous for your handlebars and your spokes. Spooky doggies. Well, thanks very much. Right, next up now we have Dan. So Dan's going to come up and do a bit. And Dan will also be playing at the launch of the Bedlam Weekend Market on Friday. So if he's about, please come and see us.
Falls apart, baby, let's dance, let's dance in the dark. parts. Diana was stuck in our hearts. You never let you fall apart. Together we'll dance in the dark. And baby loves to dance in the dark. Cause when he's looking, she falls apart. Baby loves to dance in the dark.
So that was Dan. Thank you very, very much, Dan. So now we have Timothy. Woo!
You only stay with me in the morning. You wanna hold me when I sleep. I was meant to track the water. And now I've gotten in too deep. For every piece of me that wants you, oh, another piece backs away, yeah. Hey, cause you give me something that makes me scared, alright. And this could be nothing, but I'm willing to give it a try. Please give me something, cause someday I might know you'll find my heart. But it might be a second too late. And the word is that I could never say, but it's gonna come out anyway. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, once upon a time, there was a little hamster called Freddy, and Freddy was a very popular and handsome and lovable little hamster.
Freddy was very happy because all the other hamsters loved him a lot, but he had very little hair on his balls or all on his skin or on his ears or on any part of his body.
In fact,
whatsoever.
He was totally hirsuteless. He hadn't a single thread of hair. A single strand of hair.
So when it came to the winter time, it got a bit difficult for Freddy because everybody did love him, but he didn't have an awful lot of hair to keep him warm.
And he shivered so much that whenever people were near him, his shivering infected them, and they started to tremble as well and shake and quake. And whole buildings collapsed because of his infectious shivering and everyone trembling. And the trembling led itself into the cement work, and the floors and the ceilings all tumbled down around Freddy.
So Freddy ran and ran and ran, and he realized that there was nobody following behind him. Why were none of the other hamsters all coming behind
him? And the more he ran, the warmer he got. And the warmer he got, the more he noticed something was remarkable was happening.
There was hair. There was hair all over the place. There was hair on his head. There was hair on his ears. There was hair growing out of every part of him.
The only problem was, as soon as he stopped running and he started to cool down, then the hair started to fall out again.
And they wondered, is this hair real? Is this the hair that I dreamed of? Because I didn't think that this would happen. This is some kind of catch-22 situation that I never wanted to be a part of, ever.
So what am I going to do? Because if I stand still, I'm bald. If I run, I'm hot and hairy. And if he decided to extremitize the running, and he ran and he ran and he ran faster, and he ran faster and faster and faster and faster.
Until he got to a speed of 897 miles per hour. No, that's not the same as our 897 miles per hour. It's more of a Freddy hamster speed.
And as he was running faster, the hair grew longer and longer. It grew out of his
ears, it grew out of his eyebrows, it grew out of his tail, and
it
the
grew
hair
in
grew
places
longer.
That he had never ever thought of before. It grew longer and longer and longer.
And it spread wider and wider and wider and higher and higher and higher. And east, west, north, south, the hamster's hair grew and spread, and it changed colour, all sorts of magical purples and yellows and golds, and fluorescent colours of hair filled countries as the hamster ran and ran and ran.
And he stayed at that speed, he stayed at 897
miles
per hour.
The whole planet was covered with hair. People were covered, hamsters were covered, trees were covered.
And they discovered that it gave them, the hamsters, the people, everyone, the most amazing contentment that they had ever felt. But they had to keep running. But they felt so content.
And they all lived happily ever after.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yo, that was James and Rory telling the stories about loving happily ever hamster. And now it's time for Chris.
People in disguise, don't close your eyes. Underneath the veils we wear, looking at the world through unseen eyes, somebody is always there. Did you think you were the only one? Wait until the lonely day is done. People in disguise are everywhere. Oh no, I've not forgotten you. People in disguise don't compromise. Everything you see is real. Look into a face you'll recognize, feeling all the things you feel. Take another look and you will find somebody who knows what's in your mind. People in disguise. My lips are sealed. People on the trains and in the offices, on the pavement, standing in the queue, people making love and people making promises, people waiting, waiting for you. People on the trains and in the offices, on the pavement, standing in the queue, people making love, people making promises, people waiting, waiting for you. People on the trains and in the offices, on the pavement, standing in the queue, people making love, people making promises, people waiting, waiting for you. People in disguise, don't close your eyes. Underneath the veils we wear, underneath the veils we wear.
Now, I just want to warn the younger people, right, that the imagery in this poem is merely metaphorically, right? It's not actually advocating any such acts. It's metaphorical, right? I wrote this last year, whenever the Southern economy really started to go down the shits. And in the middle of all this, while everybody's eyes were on Anglo-Irish Bank In the back door, they slipped a blasphemy law, and this blasphemy law still stands. It was introduced by Dermot Ahern last year, and it means that if you blaspheme in the south of Ireland, you can be fined 25,000 euros. Now, I don't know what that entails. You know, if I went up, I was just walking down the street and it says, Jesus fucking Christ, does that mean I get fined 25,000 euros? I don't know. But anyway, this was a response to that, because the fucking nerve of them to introduce a blasphemy law. Anyway, plus the shite that's going on down there anyway, right? I'm angry, mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore. I'm angry, mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore. I'm angry, mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore. I'm angry, mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this. And when the moth-light, half-light beast stumbles and tumbles from his tower of blood, screaming like a whack child, calling out for mercy, empathy, redemption, sympathy, I'll kick him in the groin. I said, I'll kick him in the groin. I said, I'll kick him in his private parts. I'll kick him in the groin. And all the bankers, politicians, cur about his bleeding balls, scraping with their fingernails, scraping at the walls, trying to find some part of it that made it all worthwhile, trying to catch a fallen euro note and stuff it in their pile, trying to focus up the arse with their barbed wire cocks. They'll focus in the hospitals, they'll focus on the docks. And I said, please master, don't fuck me anymore. I'll fuck you on the table, boy, I'll fuck you on the floor. I'll fuck you till your cash runs out, I'll fuck you till you're dry. I'll fuck you till your food runs out, I'll fuck you till you cry. I'll fuck you till you think that I'll fuck no more, then I'll fuck you even harder, boy, I'll fuck you out the door to the street. Sorry, lad. Repossession notice. Time to lick the gutters. You're officially homeless. Sorry, it's the law. You can't argue with that. The tiger's home in India. Yeah, you'll have to take the flack and know that what goes up must come down. What goes up must come down. What goes up must come down. No, 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 no. I'm angry. Mad as hell. I'm not gonna take this anymore. I'm angry. Mad as hell. I'm not gonna take this anymore. I'm angry. Mad as hell. I'm not gonna take this anymore. I'm angry. Mad as hell. I'm not gonna take this. And now these bourgeois cunts are breathing down my neck. Their capitalist stench breath rotating an incomparable washing machine feeling in my gut nausea. Swirling and swirling faster and faster. And evil vibrating anger rising through my heart and throat, seeping through my brain, exploding from skull in a torrent of music and hatred and rhythm and words. So now they take my right from me. I cannot speak my mind. Any blasphemous oaths will be summarily underlined, then fined, then banned, then discredited by some cunt in a suit who knows nothing of life or love or beauty or art or the wonder and the holiness of now. Who knows fear and money and 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 fear and money. So what are we gonna do about it? What are you gonna do about it? What are we gonna do about it? What are we gonna do? Well, if worst comes to worst and face comes to face, Dermot Ahern can kneel down and suck my dirty northern sodomite cock, cause I've been fucked by Jesus and it was good. I'm angry, mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore. I'm angry, mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore. I'm angry, mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore. I'm angry, mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take it anymore. Thank you.
Thank you, Connor. Well, what do you say to that? Thank you, Connor. That was brilliant. Great delivery again. So next up now, Connor, that was brilliant. Loved it. Right, next up now is the boys from Oma. She's Doyle. Doyle and Keith and the boys. Thank you.
myself a sing. Then I flew to you, my darling, with the evening on my tail. Although not the most honest means of travel, it gets me there nonetheless. I'm a heartless man at worst, babe, and a helpless one at best. Darling, I'll bathe your skin, I'll even wash your clothes. Just give me some candy before I go. Oh, darling, I'll kiss your eyes and lay you down on your rug. Just give me some candy after my hug. Well, I'm often false explaining, but to her it plays out all the same. And although I'm left to fit it gets held against my name. I know you got plenty to offer, baby, but I guess I've taken quite enough. Well, I'm so staying here on your bed sheet. You're my diamond in the rough. Darling, I'll bathe your skin, I'll even wash your clothes. Just give me some candy before I go. Oh, darling, I'll kiss your eyes and lay you down on your rug. Just give me some candy after my hug. And I know that the writing's on the wall, but darling, I'll bathe your skin, I'll even wash your clothes. Just give me some candy before I go. One time and I'll kiss your eyes and lay it down on your rug. Just give me some candy after my hug. Thank you.
Right, this is a song called Manchester Post. I wrote about a certain party.
Well, I don't know where I am. Don't bother your heart to understand it. Not like you did in the first place. Well, fuck all of lollipops up. She just don't give back for a buck, no. She didn't exactly get what she came for. Because upside down, outside, and you got me. Manchester Post has just arrived, and there's a little bit of magic if you look inside. But the headline read a terrible story, and daddy knows best all about this crime. But I'm too fucking stupid and I'm wasting my time. Doesn't everybody know that she's perfect? Well, I don't know who I am anymore. Because upside down, outside, and you got me. Well, I don't know who I am anymore. Because upside down, outside, and you got me. Oh dear, our heads are spinning round. Oh dear, our heads are spinning round. Oh dear, our heads are spinning round. Oh dear, our heads are spinning round.
Ooh, jazzy note.
Here we go, Come here, thanks very much to the reverb. Sorry, I thought you were going to do another one. All right, you're done. Well, that's, well, thank you very much. Come here, thanks everybody the night for coming out, and thanks to everybody that played. Brilliant night. It was really, really brilliant night. So I'd like to thank you all for coming and for listening and being here on a kind of bad night. So we'll see you all next week.